1. Rita's Red Rocks RV Resort. He might as well have been a grizzly bear lurching toward Chris's campsite, although he was just a rumpled teenager. Adrenaline shot through her. Teenagers. They're disrespectful, or sullen, or glued to their phones, or they're high, or all of the above. The boy was still in his pajamas. It was Chris's first morning in Moab, and she had just percolated a pot of coffee on her propane stove. Outside her window, the kid stopped and propped himself against a tree with one hand and reached into the opening of his plaid flannel bottoms with the other. A mop of black hair obscured his face as he looked down and focused his gaze. Then he proceeded to pee on the tree. Her tree. It was just past sunrise and quiet, and he was close enough that Chris could see and even hear the yellow stream hitting the tree. She put down the percolator and clenched her fists, braced for a confrontation. "Hey, why are you peeing on my tree?" she hollered through the screened window and immediately felt like a curmudgeon. Oh my God, get off my lawn. It wasn't her tree. She had just arrived the afternoon before and hadn't noticed it until just now. It was a cottonwood. The boy, about 14, jumped and quickly returned that part of himself to its flannel resting place. "Oh, sorry, I had to go and my mom didn't want me to use the bathroom in the camper. I couldn't make it to the restroom. Sorry." Chris laughed. She was expecting a middle finger, not an apology. "Why can't you use your own toilet?" "She hates to empty the tank." He took a few tentative steps closer to Chris's front door. "And we're having some trouble with our water pressure. We've never camped before." "What's your name?" Chris stood at her screen door with her coffee. "Don't be one of those crabby old ladies." She found it odd that a teenage boy and his mother were camping together, apparently by themselves. She tried harder, eyeing the flat box she had picked up at a local bakery. "Would you like a donut?"
"Well, I'm not really done, but thank you," the boy said, glancing down to adjust his pajamas. "My name's Reggie."
And Reggie waved and ran off toward the campground restrooms. When she had been shopping online for a camper, many of the sellers were widows who admitted to never using their bathrooms or even their propane stoves. They never learned to pump out a black tank or exchange a propane cylinder. They didn't know how to winterize their RV. They were afraid to travel by themselves, or they never wanted the camping life in the first place. Their husbands did. Chris kept forgetting that she was a widow, too. She did not fear propane cylinders and black tanks, though. She pored over the online manual for her Winnebago Travato and the schematics for all its systems. She wasn't afraid of low water pressure in the toilet. What she desperately feared was being alone. Becoming weaker alone. Being incapacitated alone. Dying alone. And being forgotten. She had expressed this fear before to Sally's daughter, Emily. "If you're worried about dying alone, why are you headed out west alone in an RV at your age?" Emily asked after Chris had announced her intention to leave. 10 years older than Chris, Sally had been her partner of 35 years. "What was that movie where the guy starved to death in a bus in Alaska?" Chris snorted. "That was Into the Wild. I guarantee I won't starve to death or freeze to death. I have solar power and propane and a generator. And a refrigerator."
"I wish you at least had a gun," Emily said.
"There are all kinds of perverts prowling around those parks."
"There are perverts everywhere. There are probably fewer perverts per square mile in Utah.
Mormons are nice people." In fact, Chris had thought about buying a handgun and looked online for the 10 best handguns for women, but she couldn't bring herself to walk into a gun store and settled for a can of pepper spray.
"I'm taking my ukulele. That'll slow him down."
"I just don't think it's funny. You could still come live with us." Emily and her husband, Frank, lived about 30 minutes away in a house that was too big for just the two of them. But there are always kids and grandkids visiting. A TV constantly blaring. A cacophony of children screaming and crying, greasy pizza boxes, and small talk.